Hey everybody, welcome to episode 18 of A Pint with Friends. This is another one of those archived episodes recorded originally back like 5 years ago, I think. Yeah, so just going back and looking at the file, this was actually recorded on September 26, 2015. Quite a different time back then. So in this episode, we tried two beers that were basically using the hops from the Satari Cedar Ranch near Chilliwack. At the end of the brewing season, or I guess at the end of the hop season, I should say, the hop growing season, a lot of breweries will go and grab all of the end of the season hops and then basically try and brew with them as quick as possible. Rather than drying them out, they're brewing with fresh hops, and that adds a little bit of a different flavor. Think of it as a fresh herb versus a dried herb. Both have some benefits, but there's some nuances that happen there. So the first beer that we sampled was the Satari Harvest IPA from Driftwood. And the second one was Hoyne Wolf Vine Wet Hopped Pale Ale. Two different styles using similar, not the same hops, but they're using hops from the exact same region. So it was a great conversation that completely went off the rails within a handful of minutes of this podcast. This episode is called Baby Hands. So 5 years ago, when we stumbled upon this conversation called Baby Hands, we didn't realize that later on, several years later, and of course, because I didn't put up this damn episode until now, we didn't know the pleasure that we would get again from watching Deadpool and seeing Deadpool's characters grow baby hands. Now, different interpretation of baby hands, but I just wish we would have had to put this episode up, because then I could have felt like we'd had some sort of impact on society. Now, our baby hands completely different, but I think no less magical, if I could be so bold as to say that. But yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. Baby Hands is really dominates this episode, and not for a great reason. So my apologies to the two breweries that are featured in here, because there's just some terrible conversations involving babies stuck to people's forearms. Can't wait to get into this, can you? Well, I really hope you do enjoy it. You are going to be there for the birth of Baby Hands. You're going to hear us try some beers that we had 5 years ago, so that's real topical. But enjoy that, and can't thank you enough for listening. A little bit more fantastic Hot Ray action. And of course, Shannon is there too, just throwing in some freaking hilarious injections of ridiculousness. So we had a great time recording this episode. I just had a great time going back through it, listening to it, because Baby Hands has been this thing that Ray has harassed me about for years. And we bring it up all the time. And hey, Deadpool 2 had baby legs. So we were onto something. We didn't do anything with it, but we were onto something. And that has to count for something. So that's it. Enjoy this fantastic Baby Hands episode of A Pint with Friends featuring Baby Hands. I'm just going to keep saying it.
I'll just go in there and be like that whole Star Wars wall.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Right? And I was just like,
you're going to go broken there, but I love that Star Wars. Oh,
it was so good.
It is so good.
I want to go in there, but I don't want to go in there, because I'll spend money right now, and I don't want to.
It's a little, the timing is not right. You can never have both, money and time.
You can if you won $60 million.
Did you? Do you have something to tell me? Are you in the draw for tonight? Do you do that?
It was last night. Yeah, my thing is I try to rationalize it karma wise. I don't want the 60 mil. I want one of that because they always do the extra millions.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. If somebody's like, you won $60 million, I'd be like, no, keep
not interested.
Keep 59 of it. I only need 1 million.
More money, more problems.
That's
man.
Right.
No, you want it all because then you have to get half of the taxes and then you.
No, you don't. This is Canada.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Canada,
you don't get taxed on winnings.
Yeah.
Ever.
What?
Yeah.
But they'll tax you on inheritance stuff?
Yeah, that's right.
What the fuck?
That's right.
No, they won't.
On inheritance? Like, if you get an inheritance, you have to pay. What is that fucking called?
No,
but yeah, you pay that. Really?
Yeah.
Well, the cabin they did.
What about property? Property, if you're signing it over, then
property's different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Properties, but cash, because we were having a discussion when my brother was here.
Don't you still declare that as income for
no,
your?
No,
if you're given
money,
yeah.
in Canada,
well, that's
it's
good.
It's a gift because I was under the impression that you could only ever receive like up to like 60 grand. And then you got taxed on it because I was like, oh, you know, if I won, blah, 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 I'd give my parents money, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Then you get taxed. And my dad's like, no, it wouldn't. Like,
no.
So we looked it up.
No.
Okay.
You know, yeah, there's no taxation on it. It's a gift. And inheritance is the same thing. Property may be different, but, you know, if you just sort of liquidate somebody's estate and here's a check for X amount of dollars, that's
right.
all there is to it, right? You haven't sold anything. You're getting, you know what I mean? You're getting money back or whatever. Like if my parents passed and I sold their apartment, I think I would end up paying taxes on that.
Right.
But then if I split what was left and gave my brother half, he's never going to get taxed.
Oh, that's good.
Right.
That's good.
That never happens, right?
So,
and we talk about this as we're plotting to kill my parents.
Nice. I was recording that, so I'll just delete that part out.
I don't know. No,
unless, of course, you want to cut me in on the deal. Shit, I'm going to have to cut that part out.
All $8.
I'm listening.
We get to
I need any money I can get right now.
We're going to share a pint.
Are we all relying on our parents to
pay
the bucket?
No, that's why I'm on us.
I'm relying on your parents and my parents.
He's relying on you.
That's right.
Right now.
Hasty, did you smell that yet?
Oh, should we bring the bottle over?
We certainly can bring the bottle over. We are enjoying the Driftwood Sartori.
Sartori. Harvest IPA.
That's right. I don't know. Your face is.
From cider, I'm already pink.
Is it the cider?
Yep.
You're allergic to
the hop cider.
I'm allergic to alcohol, I think.
Does red wine do the same thing?
I don't think so.
Because tannins bring out a lot of color in people.
Yeah.
So Driftwood?
It never used to.
So this is a wet hop cider. And a wet hop means, think of it as like an herb. There's dried herbs and then there's fresh herbs. So this is a fresh hop. So they take the hop, it's apparently a certain time of year, which is usually the end of September, is wet hop season. I don't know how long a hop takes to grow, which is one thing I should have looked up before I was going to speak about this. But apparently this time of year is traditionally the season where they go and it's wet hop time. You go and everybody picks it. And
some wet hops.
and then you want to boil it almost immediately. So these guys will...
Okay.
So
these
ones particularly...
Said,
well, as soon as possible to keep the freshness. So this is from the Sartori Hop Farm in Chilliwack.
Okay.
And then these two bottles that we're going to have today, both of those breweries are in Victoria. So they had to bring them back that day and start brewing immediately.
Oh, so they would have harvested, flown them to Victoria, most likely.
Yeah, I would guess so. Because I was thinking you wouldn't want to sit that on the ferry.
You're worried about freshness. That's harvest,
you're right.
Packaging, putting on a truck, driving, getting on a ferry, driving, unpacking.
But how much would that go on a plane, though? Like...
Depends on how much they're taking. They had another photo online where they had 50,000 tons of hops. So are you going to fly that? Or that's a big fucking truck full of hops.
Maybe it's a truck as well.
Maybe. I don't know. You could.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are vehicles that are capable. I mean, they fly tanks all over the place.
Right. That is very true. Operation Drunk Dumbo Hop.
No, Drunk Dumbo Draw. That would be both cruel and hilarious.
Yeah.
It always smells so good.
So you're going to get a... So it's not necessarily like one being better than the other. I mean, because dry herbs are certainly fine. They tend to have like a more concentrated flavor than... But like, you know, you're making like a pasta sauce or whatever. You know, you get fresh herbs. Also tastes spectacular, right? Yeah. So it's just different kind of...
Fresher tends to be more aromatic, I find, in cooking.
Right. And this is the same principle, right? Yeah. So it's
dry herbs, more concentrated flavor, yeah, but not as aromatic.
So what do you think of the smell? I love the smell.
People think it tastes weedy, wouldn't they?
I really like the smell. You know, me, I'm not a super hoppy fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do love the smell of it.
Why isn't there a cologne like this?
There should be. There absolutely should be.
There is.
So what happens every year?
Spillage.
2 years ago, I got a Facebook message from somebody that knew I liked beer, and they're like, "Where do I get this beer?" And it's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And it ended up being like this mad rush to go and get this beer, and I ended up finding it at that on Marine Drive. You know where that strip joint used to be at the bottom of Granville Street?
Yeah, the Blue Boy Hotel.
Blue Boy Hotel. So there's a booze store
not
in there
that
called.
I went there very yeah. often.
That's you, a perfect name.
You're under oath.
Because you're putting your finger in.
Sorry.
Is that what the Blue Boy's famous for? Is he a kid standing by the dike? Which is weird. Vancouver, boys in blue shouldn't be putting their fingers in dikes.
That's right.
That's
true.
Right.
It's true.
Because they're not going to like it?
So I raced over to Value on Liquor and bought a couple of bottles. And when I brought them home, I was just like, fuck, these is like outstanding beer. And then last year, I completely missed out on it. Knew it was coming,
right,
but couldn't remember what time of year that was. And then completely missed out on it. Then 2 days ago, I saw the posts again. And I was just like, oh, fuck, I got to get out there. So I still waited a day. And I ended up, I know of a couple of booze stores that tend to be, they have good stuff, but they don't have a lot of traffic. So Value On was sold out. But then I phoned my other place in New West on 8th Avenue. And let me back up a second. Value On didn't have that. They sold out within the first day. There tend to be smaller shipments and they go right instantly. But they had this Driftwood one that had just arrived that morning. So I thought, well, okay, it's the same deal. I'll at least try that. I won't completely miss out on it this year. Then I phoned Hops when I was leaving and they still had some. They had about 20 bottles left. And they're only allowing people to buy two at a time. That's right. The other thing that happens. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because people go in and buy it all, and then really less number of people get it. Potentially, and that's true. That's true. So both of these, this is an IPA, whereas the other one is just a pale ale. So they're using different hops, but they're both fresh hops.
Is this one I had the other day?
This is the one that you had last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I haven't had the pale ale yet.
Correct.
I
love this. I think this is
smell.
Fantastic. I love
I don't
the
know
aroma.
Why my girls don't drink.
I love the aroma. It's amazing.
It smells so good.
Not all of them.
Most IPAs I have are smell pretty
some
good.
Some get super like the hot.
Some that smell like these. I love the aromatic ones. I absolutely love. But there's bitter.
And this is
bitter.
Even flavor wise.
Get away from me.
I know. There's like two flies, and they're just gonna keep.
They love the hops, man.
They're gonna land on the one spot in your head all the time.
Right.
They're trying to insert that little fly.
Is it a matrix fly?
It is.
Oh.
Cool.
It's not a fly, it's me. A future version of me. It's just like, I've been trapped in the fly's body. Don't drink the hops. The hops. It's a trick.
Oh my god.
It's a, the
future
hops.
You is such a dick. You will not let me enjoy this beer at
don't
all.
Fly.
Pick the other hops. Don't eat the blue one.
Oh.
But flavor wise, this is really nice.
It is. It smells.
No, you said you're not an IPA guy, generally.
Yeah,
you're okay
not,
with them. You don't. You didn't
don't,
buy into the craze.
Yeah. Well, my thing is with the whole hop
phenomenon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, let's just put more in. It's not like let's experiment with different types of hops or different combinations of hops to try and get different flavor variations.
Right.
It was just like if some is good, more is better.
Right.
And look, I'm a hedonist. I got that tattooed on my bum. If some is good, more is better. But
right.
With the hops, with me, no way. This
yeah.
this is really nice.
Yeah.
I could drink this whole bottle.
Mm-hmm.
throughout an evening.
You'll drink half of it, sir.
A third.
Third.
That's true. Half.
Yeah. Way to cut your wife out. That was nice.
She gets half of my half.
Just show me where the alcohol is. That's right. Booze.
That's right.
There you go. I'll be okay.
Them's great, man.
It's going to be a lot of sniffing on this podcast.
Yeah. I'm just going to live in this. You can just listen. Yeah.
It just smells
incredible. Yeah, so it's well done.
Can you put this Santorini in a jacuzzi?
A lot of beer. No, just this is better.
Not a jacuzzi, just
you don't want to drink something I'm sitting in.
I want to sit in it.
What, just see if osmosis works?
No,
drunkmosis.
I just
want to sit in it. That's terrific. Good? There's a bit of an aftertaste that I find it happening. When I woke up this morning and I burped hops.
What?
Yeah, it was so crazy. Why was that first part of that sentence funny?
You burped hops. Yeah. Well, we don't have to grow them anymore. You can just burp hops. There you go.
It was just sort of a non sequitur, that's all.
Gotcha.
Speaking of smells, I woke up this morning and my mouth tasted terrible.
Also, we went and saw E.T. today, and this reminds there's a line in E.T. where Elliot yells at his brother and says, "Shut up, penis mouth."
Yeah.
Do not remember that ever.
No,
there was a lot of stuff that I totally
were the
forgot
only ones
of.
Laughing in there.
The woman, the
mom
beside
the
me
mom
was laughing.
The mom ever. In
the movie, yeah.
Yeah. But it was funny seeing it again.
And we're not sure we knew the mom's name in E.T.
The character mom.
But I don't think they ever gave her name out in the movie. But
well,
the
yeah, because one
worst.
Of the boys always calls her by her first name. When they're playing,
when they're playing
Dungeons and Dragons, and they go to the pizza,
right.
And they're like,
the
one kid's like,
"How do you remember?"
And he's trying to grab her, his friend's trying to.
Yeah,
pick
he's
her
poking
ass.
At her.
Yeah, and the son is just like, "That's my mom," and they're like, "Yeah, that was the first,
But the mom didn't
first
give
movie
a
MILF,
shit about
right
her kids.
There.
She just fucking was off. Like
the first movie MILF
or the best.
But also in the '80s, we were more outdoorsy, going out into the woods.
There was no rules. It was Thunderdome.
And now you can't do that.
Well, now you can't leave kids under the age of 10 home alone in British Columbia.
But I think it's different. Yeah, maybe that's what it is now.
Mm-hmm. My parents started leaving. Well, they didn't leave me at home. They left me in malls and parking lots, camping.
They let you camp on your own?
No, they would abandon.
Oh, they would go camping.
They would go camping. We would all go camping.
Okay.
Then they would leave.
Right.
And I would still be camping. without camping gear.
It's Lord of the Flies summer, kids.
And then they would always complain when I would come home with like bits of raccoon stuff. Hell, you expect to
4 days later.
That's right. I made it like a dog. I came back, you bastards.
Where did you grow up?
My parents would dump us.
I was born in the Laramieland here.
Okay.
And then when I was about 6, we moved up north to a town called Terrace.
Hmm. Okay, and never been.
It's located, it's sort of central to that area. If you were to go east to the coast, you'd hit a town called Kitimat.
Right.
It's going through a massive resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
Alcan, or Alcoa as they're called now, is rebuilding their smelter and electrical dam and stuff. My brother used to work for Alcan up there, but when he was there, the population of Kitimat was 3,200 people, and all of them were employed.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Literally, like, there was malls there that were closed, and almost all the houses were
closed.
There were kids, but all the people... That,
kids were not allowed.
All of them were employed.
Well, yeah, they employ kids young up there, man.
That's
smeltering,
true.
Smeltering's tough work. Daddy lost a hand. Billy's got to go to work. Billy's 8 weeks. Well, then we're going to have to be careful because his hands are a little...
Strap him onto my hand.
That's right. I'm just going to use Billy as a rebel.
that's
like,
good.
It's like Master Blaster,
so,
but different.
So cute when he's holding the cigarettes.
Yeah.
We just created a character.
When I make him use them like a... like it's a ventriloquist dummy. Billy, order Daddy a beer.
When you're mad at someone,
it's always funny.
Talk to Billy.
Talk to the Billy.
I want baby hands now.
I want baby.
But not also if you have baby.
I'm not even going to talk about masturbating right now.
I know.
I would never say that. I would never say anything that horrible.
Yeah, because you don't want just the hands. You want the whole baby.
Yeah.
Hug it.
Well, you seem really
Jesus.
Grabby, though,
You'd be really grabby.
We have two hands on each one, so they'd be like.
Two hands on each one.
Only me knows what I like.
You have baby hands.
You better have added a second baby to your other hand.
One each hand. Would
Edward baby hands.
Are you wearing babies like gloves?
Billy's
dad at least lost his hand. He was just strapped onto his stump. I mean,
I've changed it to whole baby hands.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Baby fisting.
A whole baby though. And you have like two hands on each one.
And then what? Then you're making the baby jerk you off?
Yeah.
While you're fisting the baby? Wearing it like a glove?
You're not inserting the baby onto the stump. That's not the way I envision
it.
Some sort of duct tape situation was what. A turducken kind of idea. This is not great.
Using different colored babies for like an international turducken. I'm sure Santorini's really happy that
yeah,
we're
they love it.
Hey, Santorini's good for fishing babies too. Okay.
This is the first beer that makes you instantly racist and inappropriate.
I love baby hands.
Against babies. Wow.
Kid gloves. I never thought of it that way before.
Kid gloves.
These kids' gloves are so soft.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good stuff here, people.
Yeah. This is excellent beer.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's a beverage of kings.
Baby kings.
Is there much left?
Oh, there's a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Dig in.
This is good. Heck of a label, too, by the way.
It is beautiful.
It is
beautiful label. Driftwood recently redid all of their labels.
Yeah, because theirs used to be rather sort of dark and simplistic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like Driftwood and then some little... I'm okay.
No, keep going.
All right.
I'll finish mine now.
And I've also... Like, I'm trying to think of Driftwood beers that I really would ever get excited about. I remember they had, like, the Farmhand Saison.
Right.
Which was kind of underwhelming. There was something that I like, but like a lot of their stuff was never like really memorable to me, I don't find. But this seems to be like, everybody goes crazy for this wet hop beer.
Sour
it's just the
beer.
Fresh hop.
Last year.
It doesn't matter who did the fresh hop, I think anyone would like it.
Well, but I think that until recently, they might, like 2 years ago, I think they were like one of only like a couple of breweries that did it. And now everybody seems to be doing it. So
right.
There's going to be... More of them coming out.
What beer have you had you didn't like?
Not many. No, them. And the other thing I find strange too is Deschutes seems to have freshies all the time.
Fresh squeeze.
Yeah, they have two different kinds of fresh.
They live a little bit closer
of
to
wet,
the
wet
hop.
Hopped.
What is it? Where the hop?
Yakima Valley.
They live a little closer to Yakima Valley.
I guess so.
Maybe,
but I don't know. That's why I need to find out what it is about the certain time of year being like the start of fall as being like the ultimate hop time.
It's when, where these hops come from?
Chilliwack.
It's when Chilliwack is ready with their hops.
But they must produce hops all year round.
Maybe, maybe not. Not when it's snowing. Don't they get a crackle of snow?
Bong. Chilliwack? Not really.
It's cold.
No.
It's BC. It's still right near the border. It's not. like anything else. But they're not like up north. They're no terrace. They're basically the north end of like the Yakima Valley like hop region. So they're in a good spot, I believe.
Well, that's a good person to podcast.
I might be totally wrong about that. But
I'm gonna grow hops off my pergola, actually.
Nice.
What are you gonna do? Do you know what you're gonna grow?
I have it.
Cascade is a common one.
I
think that's what this is. These are Cascade hops.
There's only
a few
that grow really well in the region too. Like
you've been doing a little bit of research.
A little bit, but
cool.
Just enough to start realizing.
Where do you buy a hop seed, or do you plant a hop?
That I haven't found. The one thing that.
Well, you're going to do it. You're going to find out, and then we'll agree with it.
I don't know if I'm.
No, but you're going to figure out what it is that we do.
UBC sells.
Other places do as well. Yeah. There's other farms. Like, I think where these guys get it, like, I think...
Oh,
you're easier to probably go to Chilliwack and grab it.
Yeah, and just get it, like, a little starter thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not
look
much of a gardener.
Look at your recipes and see what you use the most.
Well...
Yeah, that you would
talk to the hop guys and find out what grows the best.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm going to start growing it strictly for making beer. I might get some that are simply ornamental. They're a beautiful, mm-hmm. they're a beautiful plant. I don't know if you ever.
I would get them for.
Well, are my friends that do,
but I can
that
only
do
grow
have
so
them?
Much, and after right. you dry them,
it'll grow like crazy.
Well, but that's a thing that you and I should have a discussion about.
Yes.
What do you guys like to use?
Right.
Then
right.
we'll grow a shitload of them.
Right.
And then it'll be like, bam, hop well, it up. Let's do some fresh squeeze.
I guess we should look at the recipe.
That's
and
right.
See what
we'll hop
is
our.
Most
we'll have our own hop harvest comes
I
next
know
September.
I know when I make hop cider, it's Cascade, just because that's the
right.
nicest hop for apples.
Right.
Yeah, but
this doesn't say what hop it was. I can't remember if it was Cascade
bubbles,
or Centennial.
I don't know.
And you know what I found that now that I'm 42 years, I can't fucking read things on bottles very easily anymore.
What? Why?
I'm just well. The green on green is hard to read, but also I just recently am
well,
finding small
you.
Text.
I'm starting
that's
to
design wise.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go get the. IPad
yeah, let's blame too. The designer. You're right. I feel better about myself yeah. now.
No, because I can read it, but you have to like.
Kind of a
look
jackass.
But I'm
fine.
I'm
green.
Picking up more objects now that I'm
letters.
Having trouble reading.
It's also all caps and really thin. It's like reading the movie credits at the bottom of a poster.
That's true.
Her
well,
name's
that's what, so my friend. Paul, that Chris and Paul, that they have this house in North Vancouver where these ornamental hops are growing. They hate it because it's this very viney
yes.
hop plant that's going out of control. And so they're probably going to be even more upset when I tell them that you can't actually brew with it. So that's going to be the other thing is growing
yeah,
in a way that won't like take over
yeah.
parts of your backyard.
Yeah.
You
have to do it in a way.
Ornamental hop if you can't do anything with it?
Because it's a cool looking plant.
They're beautiful and they flower nicely. They smell great.
But it would just piss me off that I can't brew with it. Like I'm just like
lots
because
of people have probably been growing hops, ornamental hops for years and have never considered.
Right.
That's because Paul's mom planted it. She got
yeah.
it as
right.
a plant. Not
she
necessarily
doesn't probably and it's beautiful.
But I was always assumed someone had the house before and was like a beer maker because they had hops in an apple tree.
Right.
No, the whole you brewery homemaking, like, I mean, it's been around for a long time, but
mm-hmm.
it's really in the last 10 years or so that it's really,
yeah,
it, you know, the popularity that exists now, 15 years ago, people, the concept of making your own beer was you went to a beer place, you paid money, some dude put all the stuff in a pot, you sort of stood around and watched him do
right.
it,
right,
and you came back in 6 weeks and put it in bottles and got liquored.
Right.
Right?
Right.
The idea
and it tasted like the shit that you were normally buying on the shelf, and maybe you saved money. You probably
well,
didn't.
No, and it tasted it, homemade. Beer.
Probably shittier version of shitty
well,
beer.
Yeah, it always has that. I yeah. didn't quite clean out the pipes properly or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can tell if the beer's off of you.
You did because your dad brewed
yeah.
bottled wine, right?
They
or
used
made his
to
own
make
wine.
Wine.
Yeah.
But they can tell if they made a sanitizing issue, right? Like they.
Well, back in the day
yeah.
when my parents were brewing, making wine in our house, like they used, you know.
Yeah.
There was none of that. Oh. You know, you didn't. They didn't. My dad's like, what are you talking about sterilizing?
Right.
Well,
you just had wine that didn't taste
well,
great,
just,
I guess.
Well,
or...
no, because it wasn't like you were squeezing all this stuff. You basically you took a bucket, you poured pre-made juice in
they
it.
They weren't stopping.
Right.
Yeah.
Put
right. some yeast in it, and a couple of days later, you put it in bottles and you store the bottles in the dark for eight or 9 weeks.
In the
right.
dark.
Yeah, red wine. You store it. Without light.
Oh.
You should do it anyways, whether you're making your own or buying it. You should always start in dark, same temperature all the time, not
well,
too cold, not
Spanish
too warm.
Wine, then.
If you're holding on to wine that
yeah.
you if that you want to keep, it should be stored at an angle so the cork is always wet.
Like this?
Yeah, just a little bit, like not upside down, but just enough so the cork's always wet.
Ah.
The cork, if it's wet, it spreads, right? It fills
okay,
up.
Okay, then I need to move it then.
Because if it doesn't, what'll happen
if
is
it's
the cork...
wet, it spreads, baby.
No, this is good fucking wine I have, and I don't want it to go bad.
Right,
mm-hmm.
And somewhere where the temperature won't fluctuate, and it's dark.
So I'm going to spend all my time in the bathroom with my wine.
You've got a lot to think about.
Yeah.
Or we should just drink it now.
No.
Well, how often do you guys use the bathtub and shower in the other bathroom?
No, that's a storage tub.
That is a storage tub.
Well,
that's
what,
a beer storage tub.
Well, yeah,
yeah.
What it should be is just beer your wine rack.
It should be. It should be.
We just rip it out.
First, we have to get... So every time Shanna's mom comes to visit, we completely empty that bathroom.
Right,
stuff
becomes
goes.
Her bathroom.
It becomes her bathroom.
It's nice not
Shanna and it's
your mom in the
and
bathroom.
It's great.
Nice. Yeah.
Because we find spots for all of this shit. But then when she goes, then over time, shit just gets back in there. And then the tub is full again.
I'll tell you the problem.
Me? Is it me? Do I need to move out? Is it me?
The problem is me. Because
you guys are hoarding nerds.
No, the problem is me. He is hoarding a nerd.
he's hoarding a nerd.
That hoards nerdy things.
What has happened, we have found spots for all the stuff that's in the tub.
Yeah.
Your beer stuff.
Right.
You buy more shit.
But
new hobbies happen.
I started cosplaying.
Yeah, new hobbies.
And now that took over the spots that you had all your shit in.
Right.
So dirty when people stay there.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yes.
I started wearing tight latex clothes based on comedy.
She dresses up as Bill Cosby.
Yes.
And she's always serving me drinks.
I have a fine collection of sweaters.
Yeah.
Feed me fudgy pops.
Oh my god, I just had a cosplay idea. It's like fitted Cosby sweater dresses. Like totally Cosby. Oh my god, it's so great.
And we'll call it Totally Cosby.
It comes with like a little pill.
Yeah.
And your pants are just sort of hanging down. and you don't know where you've been for the last half hour?
Yeah. Totally Cosby.
The granddaddy of hop growing regions. Oh, I started that in mid sentence.
Well, they talk about the machine.
That it had to
paragraph.
Be cut into to make the journey. Oh, they're talking about the machine, right?
Yeah, a lot of machine
talk. I guess this place in Hallertau, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that in
that's
Germany.
Germany, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this is the hop mecca. Mm-hmm. Once picked, the fresh hops are rushed straight to our brew kettle where we craft this singular wet hopped IPA. A true BC harvest ale.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they mentioning Germany?
Why did I think it was pickled?
The machine,
a German machine.
Just once a year, the very best hops from BC's own Sartori Cedar Ranch are harvested by an antique machine so colossal that it had to be cut in two to make the journey from Hallertau, Germany.
Sweet. That's great. We've used Hallertau hops before.
But I was so fascinated by pickling hops. Now I want to see about pickling hops. Oh my god.
Well, they kind of are pickled.
So,
they boil them and turn them into liquid.
The question is could you make pickles and market them as hopped pickles and would people buy them?
Well, you can't eat them. You would just use
them. Well, I bought a hopped whiskey.
Really?
It is not great.
No, I can imagine.
Yes. Where were you when I was standing there going, hopped whiskey? I should probably buy that.
You're probably glad I wasn't there. That might be a punchy in the face moment.
I know,
I'm
but
trying
you would have.
I'm trying to save you from stupidity.
But it's from a distillery we really like, and that's.
It's hopped. Look,
it makes.
Look,
I was. It was
it's,
foolish.
It's
by.
Like scenting air.
Yeah, it wasn't expensive.
Air's awesome as it is. It works.
Wait, can I get hopped air?
Sure. Give me a couple minutes. I'll belch. Hopped your air, brother.
Oh.
Hopped your air.
Hopped your air. Yeah, whiskey. Whiskey's one of those things. Like you don't.
Yeah.
You don't need to fuck with whiskey.
Like they did with vodka. Vodka used to be awesome. It was simple. There was different brands, one flavor. It was called vodka. You mix it with stuff. It was awesome. Got you drunk.
Right.
Had good times. And then all of a sudden, somebody went, you know what? We need to market to stupid, recently teenage girls.
You mean like vanilla, like whipped vodka?
There's
peach.
Not just teenage
strawberry.
Girls. My father loves whipped vodka in the freezer. He's
your
also a teenage
father's girl. Obviously a teenage girl.
He is. He has bad tasting booze.
Yep.
But, you know, now there's cotton candy vodka. There's, you know, and they're all designed for one drink. Like,
a nightclub drink.
No, no. But
to
like,
mix with Red Bull?
No, but, yeah, but yeah. That bottle of vodka, that flavor
can only be used
can only
with
be
one.
Used to make one drink.
Right?
So you took
one
something
shitty ass.
So it's like taking a hammer, which is versatile for all sorts of shit,
mm-hmm.
turning it into a screwdriver, and
yeah.
still calling it a hammer. Don't fuck with whiskey. Leave it alone. You don't need to put pumpkin spice in it. You don't need to put fucking cinnamon in it. You don't need to put anything in it. You need to take whiskey, you need to put it in a glass with no fucking ice and drink it and fucking be a grown up. If you don't like that, go back to chewing gum in the 8th fucking grade, you douchebags.
Well,
wow.
Those drinks
that's good.
Are specifically produced for...
I'm going to go home and dump out this horrible hopped whiskey that I bought.
What
fair...
What you should do is you should come
out.
Over to
you
the island
it.
And we'll go up with my friend Chris. Did you see my Facebook thing when we went out shooting all those guns?
Yeah.
We'll take your fucking hopped whiskey and we'll show it.
Yeah.
12
yeah, we will.
Kablam!
Wow.
Fuck you.
The other night I did have the hopped whiskey after we had...
You can
use it in a cocktail. So we have some neighbors across the hall from us that
you
are...
You could make a whiskey sour out of it, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You could probably sour the shit out of it.
Right.
And hide that flavor.
Right. That's true. Experimentation. But the other, so like a couple weeks ago, maybe it was a month ago, we were across the hall and we have this thing where your neighbors just bring out all of their booze and then you're just sitting around sampling booze.
In the hallway?
No, they live across the hall. We could do it.
We put it on the table, and we just sit there and drink out of every bottle.
It's just fantastic. It's fantastic.
The topper is they have this grill they put in the table, and they have all these things that you just put on the grill, and we eat it and drink. So we just drink.
I know.
I will
invite you. Absolutely.
It's nice going to people's houses and doing it, but it'd be cool to get one.
And we both get shit faced because we just have to literally walk
and go get our
4 feet across the hall.
So we're all just drinking. And one time, you and Paul were drinking something that Fernanda made. You're like, this is something.
Unbeknownst to us,
they're both doing shots from it. He comes back and goes, Fernanda, where is this from? She's like, oh, that's the stuff that makes me shit. And we're just like, you guys are going to wash your ass off.
Because we couldn't figure out.
So you were drinking liquid ass slime.
And they were both doing shots.
And then I got real scared. But it was just like, who the fuck makes this? It was like a shittier version of Buckley's cough syrup.
But you guys were doing shots from it, thinking it was like, this is some strong shit.
No, what? No. We were laughing at how horrible it was. It was the worst.
It was funny because it came back and you found out it was making guys shit.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
And did it?
I don't believe I did.
She's
still
from Brazil,
have it.
So it's a Brazilian concoction. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
But I woke up with a Brazilian, so what does that tell you?
So you woke up with her in your bed?
That's not what I meant.
Oh, the wax drum.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah,
you woke up with a Brazilian.
Yeah.
Your vagina was bald?
Said. Yeah. Totally bald.
Nice.
You have a vagina?
That's hot.
At the end of... So recently we did a double...
You've got babies on your hands. He's got a fucking bald vagina. This is going to be a good night, kids. Good night.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. What? He's coming too?
It's a three-way.
Who dug him up? I haven't seen that guy forever.
I'm very confused at that story.
Which one?
So they... Kill Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Comes back a couple days later.
Well, no, they put him on the cross.
Yes.
And he dies.
Yes.
And they take him off the cross.
Yes.
And they take him to a little dirt hole in the wall.
Right. The cave. Yes. Then
they put a sheet on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wander away. And
mm-hmm.
They come back a couple days later and he's gone.
Right.
That's how the story goes.
That's, and then what?
Oh, well, nothing. He disappears. He went to God. I mean, it's not like he wanders around and does shit after that. He just fucking leaves.
But then like 3 days later he rises or some shit.
Well, he did. But well, that's the...
That's what I'm talking about.
That's it. They go back. Because the idea is they leave the body in a place.
Ray, you just know everything.
I know some stuff. The rest of it I just make up.
That's true.
School.
Yeah.
But they would... You would leave kind of curing the meat. Right? No, I know it sounds gross, but...
Jesus was meat.
We're all meat. And imagine a place that you don't have anywhere to put, like a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do with the body?
Yeah.
We're going to bury it, but before we entomb it, we're going to leave it somewhere. We're going to cover it in spices and shit so we can't smell it while it reeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to swell up. The gases are going to do all its shit. The blood's going to settle. And then it's going to fucking relax, and then we're going to dress it up and take it and do our thing. They put it in the cave to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
Came back. Body was gone. So there's no explanation.
I've just been misunderstood.
There's no explanation for where the body went or how it left. The assumption is that Jesus woke up and was like, "This is a shitty place to nap."
No, nobody thought, "Hey, somebody stole Jesus." They thought, "Yeah, that's
or that maybe, just maybe, the body didn't go anywhere and it's a book." And somebody
right a translated book.
Well,
I'm banking
no,
on that one.
But somebody, they're expanding on a myth. So you got to remember, this is a dude whose mom was raped by God, technically.
Right.
The Immaculate Conception.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
we've all been there.
Not only
raped
is,
by your mom.
Not only is God a rapist, but he cuckolded John. Right?
Yep.
Good guy. And then he made the devil. Oh, God's a jerk. And he killed his own son. And then stole his body.
That's a great
story. And he probably made Jesus' hands out of it.
And he usually only likes... He usually only likes one of the sporting teams.
I'm a businessman.
Yes.
He's a gambler.
Yes.
He's got a gambling problem.
That's right. Well, no, it's not... Look, if you're rigging the game, it's not called gambling.
That's true.
Maybe Pete Rose is God.
Wow.
this whole conversation just went in a weird loop.
Wow.
He is
living,
Pete
Rose
living
is
in
gone.
Vegas.
Yeah.
So that's he's true. In the desert. In the desert with the man with no name.
Oh. Should we open up that other... baby hands. Like, let's get back to the baby hands conversation.
I'm gonna drink so I can try and forget the baby.
At what age do you remove the babies from your hands?
Never. It's
are you removing them at the end of every night?
No, they are permanent. They grow in your body. Baby hands.
Oh, so they're eventually they're toddler hands.
So you're not actually stealing babies.
No, no. You
genetically grown babies out of your hands and
yes. Yes.
Oh.
Baby hands. So have, like,
but after a while, the baby, they would get heavy. They'd
no,
be walking
they're
around.
Babies. They're always babies.
Like they're toddlers.
No.
They're
like
drunk
babies
on the end of your hands.
There's nothing worse than trying to shop with teen hands.
Yeah.
They're always babies.
Teen hands?
They're always babies, and I imagine them with.
What,
like,
you can stop them from growing now?
Yes, they're always babies, and I imagine them with lizard tongues.
Whoa.
Fair enough.
No, this is an awesome character. And so when you go fight someone, like Mortal Kombat...
What? Then the babies look all beat up? Now you're abusing your baby hands.
No, your baby hands, lizard tongues will do all the work.
Baby hands?
Baby hands. Because fight, still have the little arms, and they can't do it.
You need
so
to go
to
Vegas and be in, like, the poker world tour. Just
baby hands,
baby hands,
lizard
tongues. Bonk, bonk.
Great band name.
Walk out like you're a wrestler with, like, band music in the background. Bonk, bonk, bonk.
We are on to beer number two now, which beer is the Hoyne... Wolf Vine Pale Ale.
Similar label in a way.
Wolf Vine.
Hoyne's Nupolis is the type of hops that, see, they list all their ingredients.
I know. They do a fantastic job. They deal with all of their labels, which is
something,
tremendous.
Something, and then Spiritus Ludus. I'm sorry. Did they put a little bit of wolf?
Why is there a wolf in there?
Wolf spirit?
There's a hint of wolf spirit.
Squeeze, squeeze.
Yeah. Just,
Well, what kind of wolf spirit, though? Like the
wolf jizz.
Wolf?
Just wolf jizz.
Or like, look what a wolf spirit, though. Like,
what do you mean? There's only one type of wolf.
Yeah, I guess. What, I don't know. It just seems weird.
The aroma is not there. Not like the first one.
Oh, actually, I should probably.
It smells from the bottle. It almost smells.
Oh.
We did not rinse our glass first, but I've got no smell of the other beer.
I'm not caring about the scent as much.
No, this smells very... This is very earthy.
It smells very soapy.
It smells... Mm-hmm.
I'm not blown away. I don't hate it, I don't believe.
You guys grow any of your own herbs?
Mint, for now.
Have you ever had basil?
Yeah.
But, like, you left it in the package for a day too long?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's that sort of that dank smell.
Yeah.
It tastes like basil, but it's... It's starting to break down.
Yeah,
you can get that.
Kind of.
Maybe
this has that.
Maybe they were. Maybe they missed a ferry.
Maybe it's just the different. Maybe it's just the different type of hops.
I don't like the smell.
Right. They, I think, list the exact hops that they used.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this hop, so this is the first time hearing of this. Humulus lupulus or whatever it's called.
That might just be a fancy scientific name.
Maybe it is.
This. I don't know what to say. I can't figure out what it is.
Is it because it's a pale ale? Like, what? I'm curious.
It doesn't taste like a pale ale to me. Pale ales are usually quite just
refreshing,
unexciting, and there's no overwhelming flavor to it. They're just fine, but it's flavor profile. There's nothing spectacular about it. This has like I don't know if it's just something that's off about it.
It tastes
but
almost
it's
like mushrooms.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? Like that
earthy.
Yeah, that very.
So it's different than a pale ale, but I'm trying to decide if there's something off on it, or is it just different?
It almost begs the question of getting another bottle of the same beer just to...
I did buy two, but I did not bring the second one with me.
It's also a pale ale. I don't know if that makes...
But
well,
for something that's wet hopped, it should be...
Of course it does. It's not an IPA, so you're not going to get... You know, an IPA is super hot.
You know what? It smells like a little sugary too.
But there is. I do see what you mean about the mushroom.
Right.
Like a shiitake kind of.
Yes.
What is that?
For me, if I don't like the smell of it, I won't want to go like this and drink it and then smell it.
It doesn't taste bad to me.
No. No, it's just it's just kind of an odd flavor.
It's not my favorite.
You know, I went to, during the summer, I went in and I, Jill and I went to Main Street Brewery.
Yes.
It's the one that's not actually on Main, but
it's in a block. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
And I, you know, we're doing those paddles, sample paddles.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a bitter.
Okay.
Called Dog Bark or something. I can't remember.
Okay.
And it, the lady, when I'm, you know, oh, I smell a sample, and she's like, just so you know, it smells like cheese. But tastes, and it does. Like, it smells like.
It's interesting.
Like an Asiago, like a burnt Asiago cheese. Like, it's got a weird smell. Doesn't taste like that.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, if I was just a thumbs up or a thumbs down, I'd give it the thumbs down. Not a super hanger, like, right. It's terrible, but for a bitter beer, I've had better.
Right.
I've had better. But, yeah. But, you know, speaking of weird, like, beers that just have weird aromas and textures, right. And stuff like that, like, it was, had somebody just, like, I never explained it to me, like, she, you know, the woman I was buying it, like, if I'd ordered a pint of this and this had shown up, I'd be like,
what the fuck is this shit?
You serve me rotten beer. Like, this,
yeah.
It gets fun, like, you get, it's, and it's strong enough aroma-wise that Jill was like, is that beer okay?
Hmm. Interesting. Like, yeah.
Yeah, they do some weird things there. They also have this stuff, it's like a saison, but they put, like, they flavor it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, as they serve it to you, they drop something else into
they
it.
They ask you what you want. There's three different flavors that you can get that go into it.
Like that.
We haven't been there in a while.
I don't like that idea. Well,
it could be interesting.
After the beer's made,
the beer itself, I tried it on its own.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's, it doesn't have much in the way of flavor, but it was. I found it to be very refreshing.
Mm.
And quite often, you know, if you're just hammering back beers, you kind of just want it to be boozy water.
Right.
Almost.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. Some. Yeah. Yeah.
Some of it.
Yeah.
Some of it. I mean, some, the sour beers I like. You know, they're sour. The hoppy beers that you like, they're not. But
right.
Yeah, and it was just sort of weird. So she got this sort of blue flavored.
That's weird to me, though. If they have to add flavor to beer, it's weird.
Now, is that because something screwed up and they thought, hey, what do we do that? Or is it a style that we're just not familiar with?
They say, what flavor you want to add to your beer?
And I think that's because he mentioned it's like a European, this is
a thing that they do. Right. Interesting.
And apparently there's a greater variety of additional flavors than they had because it's just, they're, you know, like.
Right.
But what is the blue flavor?
I can't remember what the flavor was. It was blackberry or something.
Did it end up working for you? Did it feel
not blackberry syrup?
Well, I don't know. I don't. It's a thing. It's like I was saying. It's. I didn't. I just had a sip of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was. It turned out to be like that color blue, and I was just like, you know,
yeah, drinking
food coloring.
That's not Kool-Aid. You know,
yeah.
If I want Kool-Aid, I'll drink Kool-Aid. But,
right.
So I mean, we're sort of off topic, but. There were some great beers there, but
there's no off topics here, my friend.
Yeah, since we're talking about baby hands and fucking unicorns.
No, we thought specifically, how can we get to baby
not
hands?
Fucking unicorns, fucking
we'll have, we gotta go see Ray.
That's right. That's right. Ray, I'll appreciate
baby hand Ray.
And baby hand Ray.
Yeah.
What'd you call me?
Think of how many.
Baby
just
hand
one
Ray.
Hand is all shriveled.
Either, now, when you're riding your motorcycle with baby hands, how long until that baby knows how to work the clutch?
Yeah, but there's two baby hands.
They're gonna need two hands to work the brakes.
Plus a little face.
Couple of these. And that baby.
Plus a little face screaming in the rain.
Now, you gotta get a little baby helmet?
No.
Or do you get the goggles? You get the
goggles?
Yeah.
The goggles would be adorable because it hold on with the little hands.
Little scarves.
Oh,
that'd be amazing.
And lizard tongues, they get the bugs from the lizard tongues.
Now the babies can talk as well.
They're like little.
Screaming isn't speech.
Can they eat?
Oh.
Bugs on your motorcycle when you're driving.
Fuck. What do you do when your baby hands are crying?
What do you do when your baby hands are crapping?
That just all over your arm.
Oh, no, because they're part of your arm. They just kind of come out to a body.
Oh. So I just.
Well, no.
So sometimes I'm having regular grown-up poops, and every once in a while, it's just your little baby poop.
Yeah, because they go through.
Yeah.
You.
And it's like, oh,
right.
It's like just a little nugget of hate because I dropped my baby.
No, but it's all a part of you, so it doesn't matter.
It's all a part
the
of
same
you.
Way. Yeah. They're just an
extension. Are they gonna look at me like you're abusing me when I'm masturbating?
No, because you couldn't with baby. Oh, you can.
Yeah, you could.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about?
We will find a way.
I got child molester.
I got one baby hand on each testicle, and two more just stroking me off.
That's like four hands and two mouths.
That's right. My god, that sounds awesome.
I am sold.
Baby hands for Christmas. That's what I want. Dear Santa, man, baby. And I'm drawing a picture, just so you don't get confused. I don't want little hands. I want babies instead of hands. Because you know Santa, he's got so many kids. He's like, just shrink his hands. I don't want little hands.
Jesus.
Well, unless there's four of them.
This is amazing.
It could work. There should be a whole comic book on a person with baby hands.
Yeah, except now men would never leave the house with
but
their
baby
all, hands.
But they'd also be child molesters.
Whoa, they're not real babies. They're hands.
I guess they're an extension of your body, so I guess that would be...
That's right.
They're just little people on your hands.
That'd be like
whoa,
be
little great. People on my hands.
Whoa, like Dinklage from Game of Thrones?
Yes, little humans.
I think he'd be pretty fucking angry. You know who the fuck that's... I am? I'm Tyrion.
I know my name is Dinklage, yeah. But fuck.
Yeah, it's not Fistlage, and then use me as a Glovelage. Because that's what I thought you were talking about originally when you said baby hands. And you were wearing babies like gloves. Like,
no,
that's what I still think
no,
we're talking
I
about.
We're going to grab a baby and slide your hand in there and like...
No, like your arm would literally gradually go from like the body up out to a hand, like baby head.
So is it, does it have legs or is it just
no,
the upper torso?
Just,
it's like a baby
centaur.
Oh, it's like
I...
a baby centaur.
Yeah,
an
arm
baby, okay.
Arm
okay.
Arm
okay.
So they always like scream and stuff.
So they get really mad if I
so
call them
so there's
half,
like
filthy half breed.
There's an element of fantasy of magic where they just
yeah,
you request them to get in
hands.
Not you're going down it's like yep give me Pete and you jam it on you're just they just end up so these are not
yes.
Life forms these are
no,
okay
these
okay.
Are extension of your body like I said earlier.
And I can still masturbate with them
you can because essentially they're a part of you so it wouldn't necessarily be a baby
this is great
so you'd have two mouths and four arms.
You're saying I don't right now?
No! Baby hands just turned into a slap.
But they're sort of also like the, like sort of Mad Maxi in the front. We're like badass hands.
Mad Maxi.
They're just like, they're assholes compared to the person that has their
oh,
hands.
They're, I thought she was like, they're assholes where
so,
you put your hands because they're like gloves.
They're like little fuckers.
And that's why they never grow. They
no,
never, you're never going to get baby
fuckers,
teens. Baby
like
teens.
Hands,
teen
hands. Yeah.
Teen hands.
Teen hands?
Teen hands. I want my baby hands to smoke, though. They got arms.
Smoke what?
One smokes and so, one doesn't.
Yes, I want both of those things.
So while one's working, the other's having a cigarette.
Yeah.
Taking a break, drinking some scotch, having a
and then I like to change it up.
That's right. And put wigs on them. That's right.
Wow.
So maybe you're Roberta. Yes.
Baby. Well, we just don't have to release this podcast so that we can get it all.
Especially if we don't want to go to prison.
It's going to be awesome because you can hold, like, multiple swords. It's pretty cool.
No. They'd be like paper openers.
Little swords.
Depends. In modern day times, I seldom need a sword.
Why not?
Actually, maybe if you started bringing them back, you find all sorts of useful
swords.
That's what I find.
For free sword lessons. And I have
oh, that's true. I was going to give that to you. Do you want to take free sword lessons?
Where?
I don't know.
I'll get back to you.
Comic-Con in Vancouver.
Oh, there was a
doesn't
place
that
called
sound
Blood and
awesome?
Steel.
That, I think that's it.
Yeah, they're closed.
Oh, know. Man.
Because there was, I got one year, a few years ago from Strategy, Darren, the guy who runs
okay.
Strategy.
Yep. Yep.
And they used to have one in New West, and then there was a place in Gastown. Gastown. And he was saying it's not just swords, it's all handheld sort of medieval weapons.
Right, okay.
Sword and shield, swords.
Right.
Well,
spears.
I don't really want swords, I want bow and arrows.
Then take archery, that is a requirement.
Well, I know we're gonna go.
That's easier to go and do.
Yeah. You can
that's common.
Well, and practical application, I mean, you know, there's neighbors, they need
archery is when I took archery in school, it was so much fun, so I'd love to go do it again.
Mm.
So we'll see. And this time I won't take off the skin on my arm.
Especially if it's made of baby.
Yeah. four hands up.
Oh my god. So
you wouldn't be able to do arches in baby hands.
No, your baby hands would do each artery.
No, but they'd be too weak.
No, I would have too many.
Not my babies.
I would have too many bows.
Roid it up, man.
Just too angry, muscular baby.
Yeah.
No, too many bows.
I will get.
And they're both shooting little bows, like sharp. So
I will get Schwarzenegger DNA. Yeah.
So they'll be ugly.
Come
on.
Come on.
They have to be the most obnoxious babies on your hands. They have to
tell me a baby that isn't obnoxious.
Yeah, well, they have to be obnoxious, like little assholes.
With crying baby hands.
Yeah. No, should...
God damn it, my hands are crying again.
I'm pretty sure.
You give us away.
I'm pretty sure this podcast would be labeled baby hands.
Look into my eyes.
Yes, if you're going to do a comic book, it has to be.
Oh my god,
do they have eyes?
Yes, they have a full face and little.
So they can give me that. Why are you making me do this?
No, but they're all. Because
I don't have.
No, they're into it.
Oh, they're into it.
They're always into
they're
it.
They're all kind of fucked up. Maybe one has an eye patch. Maybe. Yeah.
You can trust. You can put wigs on them.
Oh my god.
Hey, why are you assuming these are male baby hands?
There's no sex in baby hands.
What? There's all sex in baby hands.
But they're torso.
So boring.
Torso up. So there's no, like, it's just.
So it's just two arms and a wobbly head that's
yes.
pissed off all the time?
Yeah, it's just a pissed off baby head.
I might take the head off and just keep the hands. The head might get all uppity and shit.
What's the same thing after like real assholes?
No, I suppose technically if it's getting uppity, you can just be like, shut up.
But they work well together.
Put them in
the
a car
door.
They
work well together in a combat.
Do they get jealous of one another?
No, they just work well together. They know how to do it. It's like the Minority Report kind of.
Precogs?
Twins. Yeah.
Yeah, that worked out well.
Precog baby hands.
Oh, great.
Precog.
You're going to masturbate in 50 minutes.
And then the other one arrests you.
Yeah. For thinking dirty. What? The baby's thinking dirty. I'm just an innocent bystander.
Right, that's what happened in
my
just
a guy with a penis. Yeah. The baby grabbed it.
Yeah. That's finally we'll end this masturbating problem. That's what the world needs.
What? An end of,
end of masturbation.
That's right. Because we're not angry enough.
There'd be a lot of angry fuckers out there if you did that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with angry fucking.
Well, angry fucking, angry fuckers.
Just angry people in general. Top up?
Baby hands.
I feel I don't love it.
No,
now I'm really.
I
put it down and have a little bit of hatred
thumb
towards
down.
It.
This is thumb down. I would not.
I would happily drink it for you because I don't care what kind of alcohol goes into me.
Not a
grip.
Not a grip.
You said it out loud.
No. That's not true. That is 100% wrong.
Oh, shit. I thought there was only one.
There's way more in there.
All over the table.
You do care what alcohol. Because
I do.
You're not going to drink
a
Limerita.
I'm drinking and I don't.
Yes, but you should also care that she's not drinking a Limerita.
I know. That's why I wouldn't force it on her
or
in any way.
Allow her to purchase it.
No.
Beer rate me?
Beer rate you?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That doesn't sound right.
You've been saving that up. She's like, oh, there's going to be a moment.
That's right.
I've been saving beer rate.
Oh, beer rape.
Yes.
What did you hear?
I thought.
Beer rate?
Yeah. Beer rape.
That's a little classier.
Yeah. What? A little. But
rape is very classy.
Yeah.
We are talking about a woman and her babies on her hand to masturbate. So.
Well, no. According to you guys, you use it to masturbate.
You say that. And then you got one screen.
Okay. Then let's get into it. What would you do with your new baby hands?
A woman with baby hands?
Yes. No, let's talk about what you would do.
I would fight.
The first thing you're going to go to is fight.
Are you going to make the babies fight each other?
No, fight people. Like Mortal Kombat kind of thing.
Yeah, but think of
so you're going to grow baby hands and just randomly assault people?
That seems crazy.
No.
Fun to watch.
Think of the little...
Think in like a weird time, like, I don't know, like a situation like Mortal Kombat.
Well, we're talking today. That's why we're talking about
okay.
Men and masturbating with their
babies.
We're talking about right now. 5 minutes from now? No, just now. Now you got baby hands. What are you going to do with them? I'm thinking, like, look at the little intricate stitching you could do with those little baby hands.
Maybe little
you
baby
could
sweaters?
Do. Little, yes.
You could put China out of business.
It's true.
Ooh, I can make twice as many iPhones.
Yes.
You could stitch twice as many costumes.
And it wouldn't be child labor because I'm the adult
right.
with baby hands.
Exactly.
I can sew things.
You
sew.
Could take the...
They're not babies. They're baby hands.
Yeah.
Actually, can we call them hand babies? Because baby hands just makes it sound like you're they have tiny little hands. Or,
I think we've explained what our vision is of baby hands, and we can still call them that.
I feel like it's the Family Guy baby.
Oh, Stewie? So it's an angry gay baby?
Two of them. Like two angry babies in just like one baby.
Oh, I thought mine were Siegfried and Roy.
Well, that... You have gay babies.
Come play with your dagger.
Oh my god.
Majestic tigers.
That scratch my face.
Oh, and they have that accent. They would have an accent.
Whoa.
What accent?
They don't get to talk.
No, they're just criers. They're just like...
Because they're babies?
Or screamers.
Yeah. Half of this podcast, either people are going to love because it's about baby hands, or they're just going to fucking hate it.
No, they're going to love that it's baby hands, because okay. I come up with great ideas.
That's true. Man.
Well, it'll depend how many beers they've sampled. In the beginning, they'll be like, what the hell's baby hands? 4 beers later, they'll be like, baby hands. Best baby hands. And baby hands. Imagine you'd be like a musical virtuoso.
You can finally play those Rush songs.
I would be Yngwie Malmsteen.
I don't even know who that is, but I know it's
what? Awesome. Wait a minute. Yngwie Rush Malmsteen? Songs?
Who is
Rush
that?
Songs?
Who is this noodler guitar guy from the 80s? Oh, okay. Yngwie. Like, it's spelled Y-N-Yngwie. Malmsteen. So it's Y-N-G-V-E, and then that's his first name.
Yeah.
Malmsteen or whatever. Look him up. It's not great music.
Why? It sounds familiar.
Fuck that guy.
If you like, if
but
like,
man, if he had baby hands,
oh shit, he'd be like,
you know
you
what? If he had baby hands,
they're tiny hands though. You gotta remember, you're playing like you can't give him like regular guitar.
Little instruments, not big ones, little ones.
They would each have their own guitar.
That's
they'd be a band.
That's yeah. Saying Bolero.
No, I just make them hold cymbals so we can smash them all together.
That's not saying like Bolero. They would be little.
Oh, sorry, I should be clapping at you.
No, it's quite all right.
It's a good mic, so it keeps it...
Clappitude?
It keeps it good. Where's your little things?
I didn't put it on since we're on either side
Why
of the
not?
Microphone.
Because I'm a loud person, and that's...
It's true. It's okay. It's fine. It's all right. Good. It's all good.
These fancy little...
Pop filter.
Because I'm loud.
I think we did it, guys. We did it. We're at an hour.
Really?
Yeah, just under an hour. 58 minutes.
Nice.
You want to just sit in silence for the next 90 seconds?
Let's think about baby hands.
Baby hands.
Or would you like to try some of those pumpkin beers? Do you want to try that pumpkin beer that was soaked in the bourbon barrel?
Yes, I would.
Let's give that a whirl.
Let's do that. We'll wrap it up. We'll get rid of this horrible travesty.
This is terrible. Well, no. It wasn't terrible.
It's not terrible. It's just not what I thought I was getting.
Yeah, it's kind of like a glass of wet, like, garden stuff.
It mushroom. Did, however, make me half drunk.
Sure did.
I feel bad because I hate bagging on any brewery that's not owned by, say,
Budweiser.
We're
not bagging on the brewery. We're not bagging on the
brewery. What is the percentage of the alcohol of the two that we have?
That first one was a 7. I know that. The Satari was a 7, which was actually a 10 out of 10 in my book. But it was 7% alcohol.
5.3.
Okay. 5.3 for the Hoyne.
And the Sartori.
7%.
Is 7%, yeah.
And it had an apple cider.
Satori was a definite highlight. That is the current champion.
Well
deserved.
And I determined I want a jacuzzi full of it.
Yeah.
I think it was better than good. Top if marks. Top marks for me.
It's got to be pretty good because, you know me, I'm not the super IPA dude. So.
And I don't think I turned red from that.
Needed.
Which cider were you drinking?
Williams.
The Williams. But you had that all the time.
I know, but
all
I drank
the time.
Through it, remember?
Right. Drank through it.
Okay.
I'm going to go rinse out my glass.
Okay.
You guys care?
I'm just going to use the washroom.
Oh, it's snap. All
right. Patrick, oh pumpkin. You don't like my beer? I'm going to punch you in the baby.
Baby hands.
So many bar baby bites.
Who's
going to
do it?
Baby hand bites.
Although
I love that we all walked away. But you can hear us in the background, so that's good.
Oh, we left the podcast.
We can either edit out or leave it in.
Oh,
I don't care. We run the show. I run the show. We are in beautiful Langley. Ray's house. I'm looking out into his backyard. Where we will one day grow some hops. He still is working on taking down the old children's playset.
I think you should keep it.
He's got a wobbly slide that I have gone down once. I enjoyed that. Shannon is now picking up the booze that is next to us. What do you got there?
Writer's Tears. This is perfect for
Rick. Writer's Tears. Is that a whiskey?
It's an Irish whiskey.
That is a great, great, great name.
Can you grab my phone? Take a picture. This is perfect for Rick.
Coughing.
This is perfect.
My throat. Is that your phone? Michael O'Brien commented on your post.
How can he do that? I don't friends with
him. It was probably us going to see E.T.
I think we should just walk away from the podcast right in the middle all the time. That's good. Writer's Tears. Gonna give that a sniff. Smells like whiskey. Pouring that. Giving that a little sample.
This is a family heirloom.
Yeah, there's not much left. Writer's Tears. Irish?
Yeah, product of Ireland. It says pot still.
I like it.
This
yeah, it's good.
Good, this is a good one for... I was drunk half the time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now as you've matured, you just drink it all the time.
Well, because...
I can take it and afford it.
Because in Florida, women drink free in bars. It's just a thing. Women drink free in Florida. Every night, every bar has women's night just to bring men in. So you go and get any cocktail you want. So I pretty
got
much spent
baby's
night.
Especially years baby straight drinking
car
baby hands drinking. Ooh, two drinks. See,
no,
I
thought we were gonna, I thought
hands.
We were wrapping up. I thought the baby hands was behind us.
No,
you just had to bring it out one more time.
No, they're always
you never know
when
you know you're in trouble when your baby hands was behind you.
Behind you?
Behind you.
Just like back?
Mm-hmm.
Pick in my pocket?
In your pocket? You'd suffocate them. Can you put...
They don't breathe.
My baby
hands
would certainly be pickpockets.
Would you make the babies wear little vests so they could walk around with their hands in their pockets?
I would make them
little
wear...
Little monocles?
No, my
baby monocles
hands,
are adorable.
My baby hands would have utility belts so they can have all kinds of weapons around them.
So they have a waist.
Yes, a little... Because there is
yeah.
a waist, your arm. It's like a bracelet.
It's like
a
tough cuff.
Yeah, a tough
cuff
for baby,
yeah.
baby gear.
Right.
Baby hand gear. You know, bow and arrow.
Every once
bow.
In a while, would you just like...
A bat belt.
Well, and yeah. make like fake legs just to hang off. And
oh
dress
my god,
them up.
Fake legs.
You like whack yourself in your baby legs.
Fake legs for my baby hands.
Can you imagine like punching someone with their baby hands?
I don't think
legs,
this
like,
idea is
you?
Getting better.
Oh, that'd be great. You in the face as they're punching you. So you get a punch plus a kick plus two more punches from baby hands.
And really what they're actually doing is trying to hold on to you. Please get this woman's hand out of my arm.
Or they can grab you like a crab kind of thing where like all four come at you. Just
yeah.
Grab
bro.
It. Grab it.
Grab it.
Yeah. Oh, like alien.
I want crab hands.
No, like alien on the face. Like it just kind of takes it over your
That,
baby hand
oh.
that would stop masturbating.
Will you stop masturbating? We're going to give you crab hands.
Baby hands
all promos, I'll stop.
Zoidberg.
You guys are not seeing the
Zoidberg.
Excellence in baby hands because they have a good grip and one can spit. And
and the other one
can swallow.
So get them together.
Which one does what again? I don't remember.
There's an upper hand.
Just grab my balls.
You've got
oh. I think we're going to wrap this up, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby hands don't sell beer.
Is this episode going to be called Baby Hands?
A pint with baby hands? I'd click on that if I saw that.
Only if you made
because it. They're going to think that it's little tiny baby hands on your hands, but they are wrong.
That's right. The first one you see on the picture is just two little babies. And then you stand up. Baby hands. And then you forget and you clap.
We need to, okay, I think.
Oh, they have so many bruises from
I think with this episode, when we put up a graphic for it, we have to make, from now forward, we make specific episode graphics. And you're going to have to design a baby hand graphic. Whatever you want. You get free range.
Or something and create a little animation?
No. We're not going to be animated.
No.
No, it's just going to be a graphic. Yeah. Hmm. It's on to you.
Maybe. We'll see. I can make it. I can cosplay it. Baby hands.
Oh, you think it's going to catch on so well
that cosplaying baby hands.
Yes.
I could do it.
No one else is also snorting anthrax, but...
It's true.
There
it is. We'll sign off.
All right.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're
thank
you're
you for
very
being
welcome.
On. Thank you for being like the fourth time guest, I think.
Is it four times?
It must be.
Yeah, at least three.
At least. Yeah. I don't think there's any unreleased episodes with you. This is your hat trick. This is the trifecta.
Boom.
Whoa. Mo Bros.
I know.
X-Wing. Bro, X-Wing. Hey.
You and I did one. You and I and Josh have done one.
Yeah.
That was the Mo Bros one.
There's one put up.
Pint with Mo Bros. And then there was the X-Wing one that we did recently that we did. And then now this one. Mm-hmm. You're right. Okay.
We're awesome.
Done.
Anytime, brother.
It's in the books. Thank you.
You know I love to drink and talk.
Drink and talk. That could be the name of it as well.
Drinking.
You do like drinking. That's good.
Actually, you could make it really, like drink and talk. Like, not drink and talk, but like drinking.
Drink and talk.
But if you just cut
drink
off.
And
drink and talk.
Girl,
we be drinking talk. My baby hands, cock a plea.
That's it. Till next time, share a pint with friends.
That's right.
Done.